Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 19th to the 22nd of August, 2024. Hello there. You're right. Oh, I like what you're wearing. Switch, woo. Joining me, as usual, we weren't going to mention this, but I feel like we should, because it just looks random.
If you're watching it, it just looks random.
Hello, Ree. How are you? We're wearing exactly the same colour today. Which is appears to be some form of mint green.
You got the memo. I got the memo. We got the mint green memo. Did you know it's National Mint Green Week?
Is that a thing? It wouldn't surprise
me.
There's a week for everything. I believed you. There's a week for everything. It was National Tea Towel Week or something a few months back.
I wish you'd have told me.
I know.
I've been treating myself to some new tea towels. If you didn't know that.
You love a tea towel, don't you?
I love a tea towel.
The tea towels, Mick. I just love it. We'll start this week's podcast, and let's see if we could do it without squabbling. We got a message this week.
Yes, but they did say it was in jest.
Oh, did he? I don't know, because I only saw the.
Rob was worried about this. Rob was actually really worried.
We got a message.
Someone told us to stop squabbling.
Yeah, I was like, "What are we squabbling about? Are we squabbling? Are we squabbling?"
And then we both did
analyze
the episode, and what are we squabbling about?
What are we squabbling about? Yes, John Cook said, "Great episode, but please stop squabbling." So if we squabble, we're sorry.
But do you know what? Do you know what, though? It just shows what good friends we are. We've been mates for 15 years. We can have a squabble. It's fine.
Without even realising it.
Longer than 15 years?
Probably now.
Well, we're closer to about 45 by this point, isn't it? But yeah, that's why we squabble, because, we're like brother and sister, aren't we?
We are. We're twins, basically. We even wear the same clothes.
Yeah, I mean, literally today, so...
What can you say? Let's talk about this week's EastEnders. Bit of a sort of all right week, you know. It sort of did its thing. I suspect this is the last week of sort of that summer, sort of slightly quieter tone before things start kicking off.
We did have an arrest for murder.
Sonia is kind of in prison at the moment for murder. Maybe. As quiet as EastEnders gets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've got a few more things to discuss first before we get to that. So let's crack on with this week's
Albert Square After Dark.
Let's do it. Right then, let's begin this week. We're talking about Harvey, Jean and Maya, however you pronounce her name.
However you pronounce it.
Been a while since we've had this storyline to talk about. It's been a fair few weeks. And Harvey, basically, is working ridiculous hours, sort of driving around and like being a taxi driver. And then he's doing switch shifts and everything. What we didn't mention last week, because it was in such a small little scene that we basically forgot to mention it, was that Jean hurt her back last week moving a sofa. But she did some sort of weird somersault onto the sofa, which implied that she'd really injured her back. And now she spends the week basically walking around with a cushion attached to her back and sort of walking around like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, bless her. Really injured herself.
What does a cushion do?
I'm not entirely sure. I figured it was to sort of like give us something soft to lean against. I don't think if you've got a bad back, strapping a cushion. Yeah, I don't think strapping a cushion to you is probably medically advisable if you've got a bad back.
But how else do they show us that she's got a bad back, I guess?
Exactly. She's got to walk around going, ow, my back. Otherwise, we don't know she's got a bad back. That's how telly works. That's telly for you. So basically, Harvey is doing all these shifts, absolutely exhausted. So he offers to pick up baby Charlie XCX from nursery. Now, at the time, Walford is experiencing a massive heat wave. Like, everyone was took out. It's already hot. Oh, it's heat. I can't stand it for one day of the week only. Walford was under a red heat warning.
Actually, it was for 2 days. I think the day before it was hot as well.
Oh, right. Okay. But it was that day the heat had peaked. It was like Saharan desert in Walford that day. To the point where Harvey picked up Charlie from the nursery. Then parked up outside the house and just went to sleep, leaving Charlie in the back. And obviously, because of the heat, he basically nearly cooked Charlie XCX. It was nearly ex-Charlie XCX. If Jack hadn't been slamming on the window, she'd have died, basically, from being cooked.
Yeah, heat exhaustion.
Deep-fried Charlie XCX. Yes, indeed. Obviously, all the slaters aren't very happy with Harvey about this. He feels really guilty. She has to go to hospital and get a checkup. She's fine. Apparently, the doctors said if she'd been left like that for 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. Now, I mean, yeah, I suppose it's all quite realistic and everything. Like 10 more minutes, she probably would have. But I don't know if she would have died in 10 more minutes, would she? If she was fine 10 minutes before and then 10 minutes later, she would have cooked. I don't know, is it?
Well, babies can't regulate their own
No.
body heat very well,
No, it's
so
not
and she's
easy,
still
is it?
fairly young, isn't she? How old is
Yeah.
she now? About
She's
6 months.
one. She's one
Shut up.
soon.
She's
She's
one.
one
Well,
soon.
she'll be right then. Crack on,
No,
kid, you'll be
shut
right.
up whinging. Honest to God, crack open a window and shut up whining. So basically, yeah, all the Slaters are kind
Yeah.
of really annoyed with Harvey.
Maybe it
He
were a
feels really
particularly
guilty.
hot day then,
Yeah,
yeah.
a heat wave, really. Heat wave. It was like, yeah. And he sort of has a conversation with Jean. Stacey feels a bit sorry for him and tells her to go easy on him. And so he says, well, the reason I'm working all these hours is, because of money. I want to keep money. And Jean's like, well, where is this money? I haven't seen any money. It's not like you're spending it all on me. So where is this money? Are you spending it on Dana? And you go, and Harvey literally kind of, you can see it in his head, go, well, that'll do. Yeah, I am. But Jean is one step ahead of him. I didn't see that. She fooled me. She fooled me, Jean. I didn't see that one
No, I
coming.
didn't see that.
No. So she says, well, I've already been in contact with Dana and you're a big fat liar. So do you want to tell me where the money actually already is going? So he's forced to basically explain that he is sending all this money to Maya. And him and Jean are not in a great place because of this. Now, he goes and talks to Maya and say, or Maya, how will you pronounce it? You're pronouncing it Maya or Maya?
Maya.
Maya,
I'm
okay.
saying Maya.
Okay, fair enough. I'll say Maya then. He goes to speak to Maya and she sort of just kind of goes, oh, okay. All right, fair play. Well, then you'll just have to stop giving me money then. All right, then. Well, take care. See you later then. Don't contact me. It's fine. That's right. We're done here. You're a good guy. See you later. Have a nice life. Goodbye. And then just leaves. Now, I don't think this is the end of Maya, surely, is it?
No, otherwise, why have they brought her in at all?
Yeah, like that all seems, it seems like quite a lot to, no, there was a sinister undertone to this woman, I think.
I don't get it as well because she was like, oh, me and Abdul went for a walk yesterday. I was like, that's quite a big leap
Yeah, it
considering
was
how it
for
was
Abdul. Yeah.
only a
Yeah.
few weeks ago or whenever it were. Something's not, I don't know. Yeah, there's something not quite right. Think
Yeah.
she's going to end up being a
She,
stalker or.
yes, she's that, she,
You
we're
think
going to
she
see.
likes him? Likes him,
Maybe,
likes him.
maybe. Well, she was
That's
kind
what
of
I'm
like,
thinking.
oh, likes him, like she likes him.
Likes
She,
him.
well, she was basically just saying, like, kind of what a nice guy he is, what a good guy he is, how kind
Yeah.
he's been. And there was a conversation they had earlier in the week where he sort of gave her the money, then the camera sort of lingered on her a little bit, and she was just had a little bit of a smirk on her face. I don't know. Basically, I don't think this is the end of this storyline, as far as Mary's
No,
concerned,
it
because
can't be.
in some ways, for a storyline like this, it ended almost quite wholesomely between them. And I don't believe that that's where this is going at all.
No, I don't. I'm not
Drop your
buying it.
light. No, just drop your
Oh,
light.
good. Trying to continue and not
Well,
make a big deal.
no, I mean, it just looked
Oh,
as though the moonlight had landed on you at
yeah.
that point. If you're not watching but just listening, re-spotlight just fell
The
over.
show must
The
go on,
show
Rob.
must
I
go
was
on.
trying to
The show
carry
must go.
on.
Oh, that's so professional. Such a pro.
I
Such a
am.
pro.
I
Such a
am a pro.
YouTuber. So yeah. Basically, the weekends with Jean, kind of really annoyed about the lies that Harvey's been telling, and she goes to see Sean, for a
Yeah.
little bit because Sean is a great person to go and stay with if you've got a bad back. I'm sure. I honestly, out of all the people that Jean knows, I wouldn't go and see Sean for this. It's like, what's he
Is
gonna?
Sean going to come back, or is
I
it just literally like
I
Jean
don't
needs to go and
know.
stay somewhere?
No. Yeah.
She's
They
spending a
need
lot
his.
of time out at the minute.
Is she?
Yeah, I'm sure she's been away not that long ago.
Oh
Don't
yeah, she
feel like
went
we've had
away.
any major Jean stuff
No, it's been a
recently.
while. Yeah, she had a
Yeah.
yeah, she did. She went because she went off and kind of came back with Mo, didn't she? And that was just before Freddie
Yeah,
and Mo
yeah.
came back. That's right. Yeah. So where do you think this is going then? I don't think we've seen the end of Maya for a start. Well, she'll be back at some point. And
I
is Jean
think
and
she's going to
Harvey
end up
over?
being some. I don't know. If they're over, it's so that he can start something with Maya. But then, where would be the fun in that kind of storyline if he's not with Jean? Do you know what I mean? Can I be honest with you?
Oh
Right.
dear. Yeah, go on.
I haven't. This is the first week where I've been like bored watching the Harvey stuff. And I'm never normally like that with Harvey. Don't know what it were about this week. Maybe it's because he was sleeping so much. I don't know. But I was just like.
Get bored of watching
Come
people
on.
asleep. No, I don't
But I
know. I
think it
mean,
is a bit of a setup for something else. There's absolutely no
yes.
way that that's the end of it.
No.
Otherwise,
What was the
it feels
point?
like Harvey's just leaving and maybe Jean's going to split up with him. And I don't know. It feels weird. It feels incomplete, doesn't it,
Yeah,
right now?
yeah. There's definitely more to come with this. I'm assuming that they've sort of just parked it for now, sort of sent Gina for a couple of weeks so they can concentrate on other
Yeah.
stuff. Because there is a lot
Yeah.
of stuff to come up over the next few weeks. So I'm assuming that this is just a sort of like, oh, we've still got that storyline going. So we'll just sort of park that whilst we concentrate on other stuff. Then we'll bring Jean back in and we'll finish that later. So yeah, there is more to come with this. I'm absolutely sure of that. There's no
Do
way
you
that that's the end of Maya. No way.
believe Maya when she's saying, "Oh, you're just a nice guy and it's
No.
okay?" Like, do you think that's you don't think that's
No, I don't
genuine?
trust her as far as I can throw a grand piano.
See, I thought that she had changed and was thinking that,
No.
but that'd be way too straightforward, wouldn't
Yeah,
it?
exactly.
Surely not.
No. I don't trust her. There's something about her that just seems a
Yeah.
little bit like there's an ulterior motive there.
A bit like what people were saying about Reese for ages when we were saying no, it's
Yeah.
fine.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get in before that happens this time.
Yes,
We're
this time.
we learn. We learn these
We've learned,
things.
at least we've learned.
We
Yeah,
have.
yeah.
On to Cindy and Junior now. Gina has spent her first few days as Junior's flatmate. Obviously, what we know, and he didn't at this stage, was that Gina has been given sort of an alternative mission to sort of keep an eye on Junior and find out exactly who was in the bedroom that George was standing outside. Obviously, unbeknownst to them, it is Cindy. And this whole thing, I think, really highlighted Cindy's hypocrisy. Like it was
You
ridiculous.
think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I love her
I know,
though.
I know, I know. So
I know.
Cindy's basically busy fretting that she won't be able to meet up with Junior whilst Junior is living there. And she later discovers from Gina that what is actually going on, that she's supposed to be sort of keeping an eye on Junior, making sure that whoever this woman is, that she isn't wrecking his life and, you know, making it difficult for him to get in contact with Xavier and sort of just trying to be there as the decent sister. And Cindy's like, well, shit. Now what am I supposed to do? But she tells Junior what's going on. And so Junior's solution to that is to basically get this new woman on the scene, Maxine, who did you notice hadn't barely any lines whatsoever. She was just like a
No.
glorified extra. Bless her. I don't know if
Yeah.
that, I'm not entirely sure that she was credited. They do this now and again. They'll bring in like
I don't
a.
think she did have any lines because
I
she
don't
just
think she did.
glanced at George, didn't
Yeah,
she, when he said
George
something she
said,
was
she had a whole
flat.
scene with George where she was basically like,
Yeah.
I just nodded and shook her head and then just looked slightly mystified. I think her only line was like, okay. It's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, he should learn. So yeah, George turns up. Junior turns up at the Vic with Maxine. Cindy is absolutely mint green with jealousy. She'd have fitted in quite well with what me and you were wearing today, wouldn't she?
Hey,
Just stick her
hey.
in the middle. She's fuming, envious,
Fuming.
fuming. And Junior's like, "Oh, chill out, Cindy. All right, just chill out. It's only to throw them off the scent. She means absolutely nothing to me." But then he takes her back to the flat, and Junior basically has to listen to them having sex all night.
I know, I was
And
like, because at first I thought he'd hired an escort or
yeah,
something,
so
if
did
I'm
I.
honest with
So
you.
did
But
I. I thought
yeah.
I'd, but no, it turns out that he literally, like, Cindy told him what was going on. And then in a couple of hours, he's just picked up this random woman that fits the bill perfectly. Older woman,
This is
you know.
it. Well, I don't know. Dating apps, maybe it's easy. I don't know. I've never used one.
I
Can you
wouldn't
just go,
know.
yeah, you'll do. Thank
Yeah,
you. There we go.
literally, that's all it was. He just kind of picked her up. But I didn't expect him to sleep with her. And Cindy
No,
kind
I
of conf
didn't.
Cindy basically confronts him with this. He's sort of like, well, I didn't plan it. It just sort of happened that way. These two are as bad as each other. All right.
Yeah.
And then Cindy says, right, well, me and you are over if you're going to have casual hookups. Like, I only want you interested in me. You're not allowed to be interested in anybody else. It's like, are you actually having a laugh, Cindy, love? And even Junior says, don't you
What
still
about
share a
Ian?
bed? What about Ian? And Cindy's like, that's got nothing to do with this. Like, are you joking, love? Are you joking?
That because that's how little she thinks of Ian, though?
Oh
Because
well,
she's like,
yeah.
he
I
don't
mean,
compare to what we have. Come
well,
on,
to be
Junior.
fair, I think my first thought when she said that was sort of like, well, to be fair, Junior ain't got anything to worry about with Ian. Let's be honest. It's
Yeah,
not like
there
they
is.
had. It's not
Well,
like Cindy and Ian are swinging by the chandeliers all the time, is it?
not that we know of, no.
Not that I
Definitely
think
not.
it's fair to say that for starters, she needs to get absolutely battered on red wine before she goes anywhere near Ian.
That's true. That's true.
Bless her.
Funny though.
She's it is fun. So,
Well,
what do we think then? I mean, Junior basically ends it with Maxine, apparently, and Cindy is feeling kind of happy about the situation again. So this goes back to the conversation that we were having a couple of weeks ago, where our feelings, actual proper feelings, starting to develop here.
yeah, it looks like it,
Yeah.
doesn't it? How's this ever going to work though?
I have
Do
no idea.
you? Do you reckon, though, that a lot of it is just all the secrecy and the affair of it?
The
And
excitement
that
of
if it
it,
all
yeah.
came out, if it all came out and everyone accepted it and went, do you know what? This is a weird situation, but if you're both happy, that's all that matters. If everyone
Oh
were all
yeah.
right with it, do you think they'd be like, oh, this is
Really? Oh,
boring, bye.
that was the point
I'm
of
not
all
going
that. See you
there.
later now. See you later.
Do you know what I
Of course it. Of
mean?
course it is. This is how Cindy operates, all right? And this is why she's so annoyed at this. Like, she has no right to be annoyed with him whatsoever. Like, he's single, she's not. All right. They're not in a relationship. They're literally just having an affair. They're just shagging. That's all they're doing. All right. So she has no right to be sat there kicking off saying, what do you think you're doing? You're my man. Nobody else is. If you want us to be, still be a thing. It's just that she likes to be the top affair person. She wants to
Yeah,
be in
she does.
charge.
She's a top
She wants to be in control.
adulterer.
Yeah, she's a top adulterer. Nobody else. You can't cheat on the cheater. That's not how this works.
There, Cindy. You know what your vibe is, and you're sticking to it. I think that's a sign of a strong woman, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. She's empowerment for women everywhere, is our Cindy, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So where does this go from here? What are they gonna do?
Well, they're gonna start doing it being more dangerous. Do you think they're
They're
gonna
gonna have
start
to.
maybe being at the flat and stuff, even though Gina's there somehow and Cindy will be sneaking about? Or, oh, we're gonna surely have a scene where Cindy's been in the flat, Gina sees her, and she's like, oh, I came to see you. I just came to see how my
What were
daughter's
you doing? What are
doing.
you doing here, Mum? Why aren't you wearing any clothes? Oh,
And why's your hair a mess?
well, you know what this heat wave's like. It's hot. You know, I
Yeah.
just thought it'd be easy to sit here in my bra. And Gina's like, oh, okay, fair play. Yeah, it is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is hot. We get heat waves in Walford quite often. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I
Especially in
agree.
August.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's just going to get more and more dangerous because Cindy seems to have this weird obsession with this clandestine affair being so dangerous and exciting, and it has to be dangerous and exciting, but only on her terms. I think she is completely and
Yes.
utterly underestimating the fact that Junior is as much of a sleazebag as she is.
I also think Junior knew that if he took Maxine back and slept with her, that Gina would tell Cindy, and I think he wanted her to be jealous. He loves it when she's angry, doesn't he?
Oh,
He's always
yeah.
like, oh, fiery
You're beautiful
Cindy.
when you're angry, darling.
Go on
Yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. These two are ridiculous. This is why I'm actually really enjoying watching this affair
It's a
because
great affair, isn't
it is a great
it?
affair because
Let's be
there's
honest.
so much hypocrisy going on throughout the whole thing. It's like they're trying to outdo each other, and I think that's what's keeping it the most interesting for the pair of them, especially from Cindy's perspective. She is so used to being the one that just clicks her fingers and says, yes, affair starts here. Affair is now finished. Thank you very much. You can go home now. And it just all goes completely on her terms. But what she's realizing is that actually she's having an affair with a younger guy who's got his own life, his own cravings, his own urges. You know, it's Junior doesn't owe her anything. This is the problem. Junior owes her absolutely nothing, and she doesn't like that. She doesn't like not being the powerful one. It's really, really interesting, I think. It's not like your classic soap affair. I think there's a little bit more sort of character work going in there where it's sort of like the type of person that Cindy is and the type of person that Junior is. Actually, these two are really sort of weirdly bouncing off each other, but sort of more ricocheting than bouncing. It's just interesting. I like it.
They're like toxic, but also really well suited. It's
Yeah.
quite a strange match,
It's like one
really,
of
isn't
those
it?
things where it's like, yeah, we've got chemistry. It's like, no, you haven't got chemistry. You two are radiation. Never mind chemistry, you know?
That is very true.
Yeah.
Do we still think it's going to be Christmas? It all comes out.
I
Like,
think
I
so.
feel
I
like
think so.
something more needs to happen, though. Like, I feel
Like
like
what?
I mean, we've got Ian to come back yet for a
Yeah,
start,
Ian's
so
got
we
him to
need to see how
return.
Cindy's going to
Yeah.
sneak around from Ian, because luckily for him, he's decided to stay on in America for an extra week, hasn't
For
he?
now, but he's going to be back within
For
the next
now.
couple of weeks. Yeah, we'll briefly discuss the fact that Kathy's returned this week.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Ben apparently is not dealing well, because of course he isn't, because it's because
Well, yeah.
he's in an American prison, millions of miles away from his family.
Yeah.
I did like the fact that apparently, you know, they've all sort of flown, they all flew over there. And like, oh, sorry, Ian stayed on to make sure that Ben. What do you mean he stayed on? Like,
Of all out
what's
of
he
everyone
doing?
as well to
Like
stay
staying
on.
in the hotel that's attached to the
Oh no,
side of
he's
the
because
prison.
he's they said he's trying to find him a better
Yes, trying to find
solicitor,
him better
didn't
lawyer. Yeah, trying to
they?
find him better. I mean, again, what that's going to do for him? He's already been charged and kind of put
I
in, and he's
know.
and like confessed guilty to everything. So I don't quite know what they think giving him better. Like he's not supposed to be comfortable. He's in an American prison. That's how prisons work. As Sonia
Yeah.
has discovered this, will discover soon, I suspect. Yes. So that's all going on. Ian, I think, will be back within the next couple of weeks. So Cindy's kind of got very few options. She's got Gina living with Junior. And then obviously she's going to have Ian and Kathy back in her own place. So they're
Yeah,
going to
that's what I
have
mean,
to,
yeah.
they're going to have to like go to hotels and stuff and just really, really cheapen it all, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, how are they going to carry it on? Would he? He's minted though, isn't he, Junior? So it shouldn't be an issue staying in a hotel all the time. Maybe
That's what
he'll
she's
rent out
banking on.
another apartment or something, a
I wouldn't
bed
put it
sit just
past
for him
her.
to go to.
I would not put it past them whatsoever. Yeah.
No, I won't.
Watch this space. Right, ladies and gents, let's now talk about Teddy. So, Teddy Mitchell. Let's talk about Teddy Mitchell, shall we? Because I do not know whether I'm supposed to trust him or not, which I suspect
He's
is the
a
point.
wrong'un.
Is it? See, I don't know though. Is he?
Yeah, he's a wrong'un. Right, we've just had a heat wave in Walford and he's still got that jumper tied around
Oh
his
well,
shoulders.
that's all you need to know, isn't it? Yeah. This is
Clearly a wrong'un.
the jumper on its
Psychopath,
own.
indeed.
Absolute sociopath, psychopath. Anyone who wears that jumper in any time of the year, never mind during a heat wave, has got to be absolutely unhinged and should be removed from society immediately. That's your thinking, is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
100%.
Well, I mean, so clearly these new Mitchell boys are on the run from somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
So at the start of the week, we see Harry, who has been, he's kind of been around their old stomping ground and has returned, kind of all covered in cuts and bruises and stuff. So he's clearly had a run in with somebody. And Teddy is basically like, well, okay, that's fine. That's what you expect from hanging around with those sorts of people. So who do we think this is for a start? Do they owe money? Have they stolen money? Teddy seems to have quite a lot of money to kind of
He
hand
has
around to
got a lot of
people.
money. He's
So
got
has
a
he
lot of
stolen
money.
this?
Well, I don't know because when he took on the, I know I'm skipping ahead a bit, but obviously he took on the debt from Reese. At first, I figured that he must be a loan shark, but then that got mentioned as if to say that he's not a loan shark because that
Yeah,
was
that
my
got
initial
discarded. Yeah, I
thinking.
agree. That got discarded because I did wonder that. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, is he a loan shark? But then, yeah, like you say, a line was said where it was just that was like, well, that's clearly not it then.
Yeah.
So, what is going on here? I'm really intrigued by
Are they
this.
just gang, 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 and up to no good? I don't
I
know.
don't know. I
How has he
mean,
got so much money? It's
yeah, I mean,
ridiculous.
the fact that the Mitchell name is attached to him as a character suggests that he's not going to be a completely angelic type person, you know?
No.
So, as we say, he takes the debt off Reese. We'll talk about Reese later, but basically, Teddy tells Reese, no, it's all right. This whole debt you've got with Phil, I'll sort that. You can pay me back in installments and then do a bit of work for me on the quiet, because I need somebody who I can trust, who sort
Some
of knows
smart
what, some
accounting,
smart accountant who
creative
can, yeah,
accounting.
creative accounting, who can push some figures around where I need them to be so that, you know, my life can work better. So that in itself suggests that something a bit dodgy is going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So I wonder if he's stolen some money from somebody that he shouldn't have, and now they're on the run from this person. Because the fact is,
Yeah.
he moves to Walford, he's bought number one, and all that they're all there for like a fresh start or something. So
Yeah.
I'm thinking that they're on the run from someone that Teddy has stolen all of this money from, and that's
Yeah,
why
that would
they're
make sense to be fair, wouldn't it?
is my
Stealing money.
thinking, yeah.
It's just crazy though, because there's obviously something distrusting about him. He's so good at like charming
He's
people
got the
and
gift of the gab, hasn't he?
which, to be fair though, Phil still doesn't quite know whether to trust him, but he's taken the angle of I'm trying to do Phil a favor by taking on the debt from Reese, but we all know that that's not true. He wanted to get something from Reese, but he did kind of admit to Phil, I invest in people. Is that a clue?
I
Is that
invest in
another clue as
people.
to what he's doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
It's
saying,
well,
I
the
don't
thing.
invest in things, I invest in people.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Teddy is very good with people, though, isn't he? Because Harry makes an insensitive comment that Chelsea overhears about the goings on in number one.
He says,
And
do you want a tour of the haunted murder house or
yeah,
something to her, doesn't he?
exactly. Yeah,
Brilliant.
Chelsea goes through it a bit this week. And he basically kind of drags Harry around and makes him apologize. And he's basically just sorts the situation out really, really easily. But then something else that he does, which makes me even more suspicious, is that there's something really dodgy going on with him, because he's going really overboard in trying to kind of come across as this really generous, good guy.
Yeah.
Is that he manages to persuade Gray to stick 30 grand in a
Yeah,
trust
in
fund for
it.
Jordan. And Chelsea is about as bewildered as I was watching it, but also grateful. And it's sort of like, what is he doing? What is he up to? What is going on with this guy?
That he's just, I think he's just overly like, it's very much keeping up appearances, isn't it? Including the jumper on the shoulder. It's look at me, I'm this, but it is, I'm this smart, put together guy. I'm just a good guy. That's what everyone needs to know about me.
Yeah, that's all
that's
anyone
all
needs
you're
to know
getting
about
on the
me.
surface. I'm not going to tell you how I'm making my money. You don't need to know that. I don't think we've seen anyone really ask him, like, by the way, what do you do for a living? Or
No.
is it like we don't ask Mitchells what they do for a living because, you know, we know that it's.
Yeah, I wonder if he, if him and Reese had a conversation, and Reese knows a bit more now, and we just haven't been made privy to it yet, because they would have had a conversation about the sort of stuff that Reese needs to do for Teddy in order to pay back this money. So I feel like Reese knows a little bit now, because remember it was
You
the Duff Duff,
reckon?
was, yeah, it was the Duff Duff, wasn't it? I think that scene where Teddy takes over the debt and he tells Reese that he just needs, he wants some work doing for him. And I feel like they will have had that conversation sort of off camera, and we'll find out later exactly what's going on. Obviously, my other thought process with this is that we have got some returns on the way. So I wonder if this is in some way linked to anybody that's coming back at
You
any point.
don't think, I know you're on about. Do you want to do a
Oh,
spoiler alert and just
spoiler
like
siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren. Obviously, we have the like,
Chris it?
well, Chrissy or David. But I
Oh,
can't
David,
see,
interesting.
but in all honesty, I can't see either Chrissy or David being the sort of people that they need to run from.
No, not run from. I've seen a lot of people speculating that Chrissy is the boy's mum, which I'm not sure how that figures if she's been in jail for a while.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
There's,
that to me doesn't add up. Like, how's
I mean,
she had a
unless they're going
kid?
to bring Chrissy back and make her like this absolute ball breaker who is not to be trifled with, is not to be messed with, you know? Like, obviously, she's a murderess. So if they're going to really sort of push that side of her character when she returns, which is why they're having to run up. But then who is beating Harry up? You know, she's not going to have done that. So what are we
That's
supposed to
true.
imply that she's now got like people that work for her and then can beat people up? Is like there's
Possibly, you know, she's
something
been
weird.
in jail. I don't know. Should
Are
we?
they on the run from
Yeah.
a loan shark, maybe?
No.
So who's
No,
beating up
surely not.
Harry? So who's beating up
I don't
Harry?
know. And why? But
Yeah.
then he said, but then he
Mwah.
said to his dad, what did he say to him? Oh, they took my wallet and everything. Oh,
Yeah.
well. So they do owe money then,
Yeah,
maybe.
they owe money. And
Wiped
I
off
think
his
it must be
wallet.
money. It must be the money that Teddy's got, which is why he's able to splash it around so much. Because
Yeah, I think you
he
might
had,
be
he was
right. He's
able to give
robbed it.
Phil. Yeah, he was able to give Phil like, what was it, 13 grand or something that
13
Reese took off.
grand, yeah.
Yeah,
And he's
13
just bought a
grand.
house and given him
Yeah, and
13 grand. And he
yeah,
said that
he's,
that house was a bargain. But
yeah.
then if Gray was willing to get put 30K in a trust fund, you'd think that he's actually probably spent above the odds to get it all sorted quickly. And
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
like, there'd be a lot of people interested in that house, let's be
Yeah.
real. So he'd
Oh, it's a great
probably pay
location.
above the odds
I'd
for
pay
it.
it through the nose to live there. Albert Square, where the Queen Vic is, where Sharon
Oh, I
lives. Oh, yeah.
wouldn't.
Oh, I'd
I
pay
wouldn't.
millions.
Blooming
Oh, do you know
heck, I've heard
what?
about what happens
Oh, do
there.
you know what, though? I would. You know, yes, you might die at any moment. Yes, a bus might land on you. Yes, you might
Yeah.
get blown up. Yes, you're probably more prone to having terminal illness than anybody else on Earth. But you know what? You'll get a job really quickly. You'll probably get laid quite a lot. I think it
And
sounds like a
Walford
decent.
Hospital will
I
cure you
and Walford,
anyway, so don't worry
exactly. So
about
I
it.
think, you know,
And if you want to get up to anything, there's no CCTV in
no
Walford either.
CCTV whatsoever.
Maybe that's what sold it to Teddy.
Yeah,
He's
the lack of
like, there's no cameras
CCTV.
around here, is there?
Dodgy
Yeah.
cat, a dodgy guy who wants to go about his dodgy business, realizing that he can live in a place with barely any CCTV. I think there you go. We
There we
solved that
go.
then. So obviously he has bought number one. They're about to move into number one. Called that, by the way. I figured that the new Mitchell was probably going to go into
Yeah,
number one.
it
Yeah.
made sense.
It makes sense, and it suits them actually, I think. So this is the other thing. Obviously, they're going to be staying around. They've got a house. They've got a set. You know, see how quickly this house gets redecorated. The speed in which houses can be redecorated in Walford
That
is
is so
amazing.
true. Yeah.
Another reason why you'd move to Walford, because if you can empty a completely unfurnished house and it'll be ready by the end of the week for you to move into, perfect. They have a big old house party. Chelsea
Yes.
goes to a house party that she literally was living in 2 days ago. That must be weird.
Yeah, it's weird. That is, I was thinking that,
That
but
must be
she's gone
very
for
odd.
whatever reason.
Yeah.
Very odd.
And during this party, Harry kind of gets a phone call or something and says that these people are looking for them. They are definitely on the run from these people. So, was there anything
But
that you got from that?
why?
Yeah.
No, like you say, they've robbed someone then.
They've robbed
Maybe it's
someone,
Harry
haven't
who's
they?
done, is it Harry who's specifically done it, or has Teddy got Harry
Maybe.
to do his dirty work for
I'm
him?
just suspicious about how much money Teddy apparently has.
Yeah, it is ridiculous how much he's got.
Yeah, no, it's got. So we will find out in the coming weeks, I think, because
Drugs? I don't feel like it is anything to do
no,
with drugs
I don't
there.
think it's anything to do with drugs either. And we don't know anything about the mum either, really. So
No.
there's a lot
But
to
do you know
them.
something else? Like, why? I know maybe it's just because they bought the house off Chelsea, but do you think that Chelsea and Teddy are going to have a thing or something? I
Maybe.
feel
Yeah, they're
like
still, yeah, possibly.
they were quite friendly with each other, weren't they? I don't
No, I
know.
wouldn't call it
I've
friendly.
noticed that.
They weren't that friendly.
No, they were by the end of it, though. She was like, oh, why have you
Begrudgingly,
done
yeah.
that for me?
Oh, Teddy, I thought you meant Harry.
No, Teddy.
No, I don't think. I think it's more likely
No,
that.
that
No, I
would
think it's
just
more
do.
like. I think it's more likely that Harry and Chelsea probably end up together at
Yeah,
some point,
true.
to be honest with you.
Oh, that'd make sense. And then she might have more beef with Penny because Penny's already been there. Yeah,
Yes, you
okay.
see. Yes, 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 yes,
Yeah,
yes. It
yeah. Oh.
all comes to pass. There's a madness behind everything. Yes, there we
Hey,
go.
and we got to see a bit of Kim doing the limbo, which we've not seen for a while. It was nice
What's
having a
not to
little
love?
party scene chucked in there.
What's not to love?
Will got his GCSE results, which I did not
Right.
understand and had to
Can we talk
Google.
about this? Can we talk about this? Right. Will's GCSE
Please.
results? Will's GCSE results, right? Oh, he's got eights, nines. What the shit is that? When did that become a
Right.
thing?
A nine's an A star, an eight is an A, I think a seven's a B, a
When
six's a
did this all
C. I think it
change?
works like that.
When did this all
I don't know.
change?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know. A
What's
year?
wrong
I
with
don't
A,
know.
B, C, D? Why change it?
I don't get it either. Why change
And
it?
if I'm looking
Now
on a
we're all just
CV,
converting it into
yeah,
ABCs. What's
I
the
know. If
point?
I'm looking on a CV and I see an eight or a nine, I'm going to be like, well, that's rubbish. You
That's
know,
what I thought. It didn't
yeah,
make
why
sense
could,
that they're doing it
no.
that way around.
Why they've
What?
reversed it and like made
Yeah.
it so that A is bad,
You
effectively.
need to
Like,
do a GCSE to understand GCSE results these
who's
days.
more exciting? The person who stands up and goes, yeah, I'm number one, or the person who stands up and says, yeah, I'm number seven? Who gives a toss about number seven? Number
That's
one's
true.
the guy you want to talk to, right? When did this happen? I can't stand it when this happens because I remember when I used to think that people who talked about GCEs were really
Oh,
old.
yeah. And
And
O
now,
levels.
yeah, and
O
O levels,
levels.
yeah. And now they've changed the GCSE marking system, which is
Now
completely
it's us.
irrelevant to us. And now we're the old ones. I'm not having
We're
it.
that guy now. We're that guy now, Rob. Just accept it.
I can't.
Anyway, Will did really well. He got loads of A's and A stars. Let's just call it that
Loads
for
of nines
anyone
and
who.
diagonal
Yeah.
lines and shapes, and you got loads of rectangles and great, great, yeah, great. Really pleased. Really. But yes, Will has passed his GCSEs, we are assured, whatever they mean, with flying colours. So he's now going to do some sort of health social care thing at college.
But
And now
that
he's on.
seemed quite random.
Yeah.
But is there a reason they've written that
No,
in? I don't know.
idea. But he's now currently at a music festival, apparently. And Honey's
Oh,
giving him a good
yeah.
stash of toilet rolls, not condoms, toilet rolls. We're assured. So there we go. So yeah, I'm very, very intrigued by this. The thing is, I like him. That's the problem, isn't it? It's almost like that Hannibal Lecter type thing where it's like,
I
actually, you're
don't.
quite charming. I see, I do. I
I
like
don't.
him. I like him as a per. I like the cut of his jib.
Oh, I don't. It's all too good to be true when I'm just like,
Oh,
come
it is
on.
too good
I
to be
just want to
true, but.
know. I just want to know what. I think once I know what his deal is, then I'll probably
You may
like
make a
him more.
judgment.
But
Yeah.
because right now I'm like, I
Oh,
can't. What
I know
is it
100.
about you?
Yeah, I know 100% I'm not supposed to trust him yet. And I know that
Yeah,
they're
I
deliberately
know.
making
Yeah.
it ambiguous as to whether I'm supposed to trust him or not. But I like his character. I'm intrigued by him. I like the fact that he's able to solve pretty much anything just by talking. He's not somebody that strolls in and punches people to get what he wants. He's able to completely and utterly manipulate a situation just by talking. And I like that in a character. I found it intriguing.
I've said it before though, haven't I? That he's one of those who'll talk to you nicely three times and then gouge your eyes out until he gets what he wants. He is
Yeah.
still that guy though, isn't he?
I
We
don't
just
know.
need to know what we need to know the deal.
What's going on?
And Harry's obviously involved as well. It's funny though how
I feel
he
like Barney doesn't
controls
know.
Harry.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh,
I
and
feel
I
like
think
Barney
Barney
doesn't
does
know.
know. I
Oh,
think Barney
so
does.
this is why we squabble. You've got to argue with me about absolutely
Barney
everything,
does
haven't
know,
you?
Rob. He knows everything.
RC, I got the impression that Barney didn't know. I feel like they would have kept Barney out of whatever's going on.
I don't think, but I think having that scene where Harry was like stumbling over his words about why they'd moved to the square because of the skull,
Oh, Harry
and
definitely
so
knows.
100%,
Hundred percent, yeah.
no, but I mean, and then Barney was talking and saying, "Oh no, it's because of this, this, and this," and he was like, "I know what game we're playing here, Dad." I feel like that we're trying to show that Barney's not as innocent as we probably think he is. The fact that he were able to say that convincing lie because he knows that they're hiding something. Surely he does, because he knows that they're running away from something. But then again, there were a time earlier in the week where Teddy said, "Oh, I just needed to make sure that Barney's got back home safe." So why is Barney all right to go home, but Harry's not?
Yeah, this is what I mean. I feel like there's something that they're keeping. I don't think Barney knows the full situation.
But then if they're targeting the family so much that they've had to move, then why aren't they targeting Barney at all? And he's been able to go back?
A
Or am I
million.
overreading that?
You never. Just riffing, mate. I'm riffing. You know, it's I'm just
Ripping.
riffing. Who knows? I feel like we've got a lot to sort of unpack with these new Mitchell boys. So, and I'm looking forward to sort of seeing the unpacking process begin. I really am. Let us know in the comment section where you think this Teddy storyline is going. Do you think we had any clues? Was there any clues that we missed that might have given away more of what might actually be happening? Let us know in the comments. So he has taken on Reese's debt, which is just a small problem of Reese's that's been removed from a massive increasing pile of issues. Okay, final storyline of the week. This is the big one. This is Reese and Sonia. So the deadline for Reese giving Phil back his money has arrived. And Reese is basically desperately trying to get him and Sonia away from the square, but to no avail. And the kind of 12 o'clock arrives because Phil's giving him the deadline of lunchtime because he's reasonable like that. You know, Phil's perfectly reasonable, guys. I know about the reputation he gives himself sometimes. And he is then turns into Phil, basically. He starts filling and like bangs on the door. He's trying to like
I
break
think you
into
were
the
quite
house.
kind. You didn't take
Yeah.
the baseball bat, Rob. Come on,
That's
that's
true.
quite kind.
That's quite calm for Phil. As long as if he hasn't got his baseball bat, the chances are you could probably talk him round. If he's got his baseball bat,
Yeah.
he's beyond persuasion and
You're fucked,
reasonableness. Yeah.
basically.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. But Sharon and Teddy managed to sort of calm him down. Like we said, Teddy deals with the debt side of things. So what you have at the moment is Reese and Teddy sort of working together, and we'll sort of find out what that involves further down the line. Meanwhile, they go to a scan. Everything's good with the baby. Everything's well there. Sonia is definitely 100% pregnant. Baby's got a heartbeat. Everything seems to be working out there fine. What could possibly go wrong? Well,
Nothing, Rob. It's Albert Square.
nothing
Everything.
ever
And
goes
they all
wrong.
lived happily ever after,
Yeah, that
surely.
was it. That was the end. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Sadly not, because
No.
the police turn up in the middle of their engagement party, which sort of few people have arranged, and arrest Sonia and Reese for the murder of Debbie Colwell. And they're sort of dragged off to the police station. And this is the thing. We said this is where it was going to end up, because forensically they've quite very quickly discovered that Debbie was suffocated. She's got like pillow fibers and stuff in her lungs and
Up her
bruising around.
nostrils,
Yeah, and all that kind of thing. You know, the makeup that she so perfectly has on her face is all imprinted on the pillow. So they knew what was going on, right? And Reese has got himself an alibi because he left his phone in Peggy's that night, all
Which we
night.
knew was, yeah, that was obviously done deliberately.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
how did he go and pick it up? This is what I wanted to know. Like, so did he go and pick it up later that night
I've
when
got a
they
memory that
that's when he
someone got,
left?
for some reason, I've got a memory that somebody dropped it round to him or something. Like, yeah, they should fight your phone. You left that at Peggy's last
Did
night.
they?
I might be completely making that up, but I'm fairly sure that someone dropped the phone off to him at some point. But it was there long enough for him to basically, I mean, obviously he didn't plan it
For
this way
now,
because Reese never plans
no.
anything quite so meticulously, but
No.
it sort of worked out for him that this phone basically places him with Peggy's for the entire evening, so he can't possibly have murdered Debbie. However, Sonia has nothing other than a massive mountain of evidence against her, including A, the fact that someone overheard her saying Debbie would be much better off dead, my life would be easier without her.
Who
See,
snitched on her for that?
the thing is, I can remember Jack and Callum walking past when she was saying something like that, but Callum seemed really surprised, and Jack is obviously, is it Jack? Did Jack mention something, and now that's why he's trying to sort of
Surely, no,
really help?
Jack wouldn't be that. No, I don't
No.
think Jack would be dumb enough. Do you know what I did wonder? But then I
Go on.
thought, why would they? Well, she said it to Martin, and the police first went around to the cafe, and it was Kathy and Martin they spoke to about Reese. But then why would Martin say that either? Why would
But there
Martin
was
tell the police that? But then I
that
don't
scene
see
in the
why Jack would
marketplace.
either.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And why would Callum, to be fair? Because he seemed quite surprised that the police had turned up. So there was, but that scene, you know the scene I'm on about, don't you? When she was talking to Martin and said something along the lines of, "I wish Debbie was dead," or something along those lines, just as Jack and Callum were walking past. So anyway, someone's overheard her
Maybe it
saying
was
this.
Callum though. Maybe Callum's just acting surprised, but maybe he does know about it. And then when maybe he was talking to someone at the cop shop and then went, by the way, actually, I did overhear her say something, you know. Because Callum was starting to had no qualms in trying to investigate Linda for being sus, someone who he's known for a long time. So
Exactly.
possibly Callum.
Maybe. We'll find out. But yeah, and also the fact that the whole thing that went on with the stroppy receptionist, that's all worked against her as well because she didn't sign in. And, you know, she shouldn't have been there in the first place. And her DNA's all over the pillow. So Sonia's got absolutely nothing to help her at this moment. And so, even though they sent Richie sent somebody to this really quite gorgeous guy, I'll give her that. I'll give him that. It wasn't especially helpful. And I do like the idea that Richie, when she can't be asked to do something, just sends a twink to do her bidding. I
That is
enjoyed
true,
that.
actually.
He better not be a Richie replacement, though. I miss Richie. I always love it when Richie turns up.
I just figured maybe Richie was on holiday, so they
She's
said.
always on
Although, no,
holiday.
to be fair,
She's
Phil,
always in Ibiza.
I could imagine Phil being like, "Don't you go down, Richie. Send
No.
someone down who's a bit
Yeah,
cheaper."
send a cheaper alternative. Yeah, for sure. Because Martin goes and basically says to Phil, "Well, Sonia did save Ben's life with a biro. So, you
Just
know,
saying, Phil,
just
you kind
saying,
of owe her
you do owe
one.
her one." So he's like, "All right, fair play. She nicked my money, though. So she's not getting Richie. She's getting the cheap alternative. She's getting the," and he's, I'm not being funny. He's fit. I
All
like to be
right,
a
Rob, we
lawyer.
get the
Yeah.
idea. You
Really
like
pretty.
Sonia's lawyer. Do you want me to get you imprisoned for a
Yes.
murder that you didn't commit?
Yes. And even if he
Okie
doesn't get me out of prison, that's fine.
doke. As long as you get to sit in a room
Obviously,
with
I get
him,
to sit
eh?
in a room with him. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Anyway, so yeah, Sonia is getting charged, and Reese has a moment where he might confess, but then realize, I think what he does, he sort of looks around the prison and is like, "No, I ain't doing
I'm all
this.
right for this,
I'm all right,
actually.
thanks. I'm all right, Tar."
You got your vitamins, ain't you, Sam?
Yeah, he'd be
Just
all
take them
right.
and hopefully you'll be all right. Yeah,
Yeah, be
should be, as
fine.
long as it's not me.
Janine's managed to have a baby in prison. I don't think things could be
That's true.
worse. Things could be worse, you know? How's he going to deal with this? What's going to happen? Where is this? What I think is interesting at this moment, yes, I've not been overly thrilled with the idea of Reese becoming a killer. However, the moment where this has suddenly become a little less typical of how these storylines tend to go is that already the whole square is sort of like, well, obviously Reese did this. It's obviously not
Yeah,
Sonia.
that's true. Yeah, everyone's like, there's quite a few red flags with Reese, aren't
Yeah.
there? Sorry, just a thought that I've had there, right? If Reese has proved his alibi by where his phone was, surely Sonia could do the same that her phone was at home? Or is that not going to be enough of an alibi for
Yeah.
her?
I mean, I suppose you could just leave your phone at home, don't you? You're
You
less
could just leave your
likely.
phone at
You could,
Peggy's.
but I think you're less likely to do that than at
Yeah,
home,
but
aren't you?
still, I'm just saying,
I know what you mean.
surely
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
a.
I don't know if that's a
But
plot hole
again,
or rather than
I
just.
imagine Peggy's don't have any CCTV that they
But
can
then
check either
she didn't,
to
yeah, but then she didn't leave her
confirm.
phone. She wouldn't have left her phone at home. They'll have been able to track her going to the hospital, wouldn't they, if she had a phone on her?
Oh, so you think that they'll have gone,
Yeah.
well, that's when it happened. Yeah, true, maybe.
So at the moment, things don't look to be great for Sonia. She's in prison, and it sounds like she's not even going to get that much of a. She's not allowed bail or anything like that because it's murder. So she's going to be kind of held in prison until her trial, which could be God knows when.
Unless
So,
somebody finds some evidence to get
evidence,
her out
which, yeah,
somehow.
so it's now the idea that everyone's going to sort of be trying to work out what's happening with Reese and to get Sonia out of prison.
So surely it won't be long until somebody hears about his alibi, and then whoever's dropped his phone around from Peggy's can go, well, actually, his phone were in our lost property box. Is that going to be a thing that comes up? Do you know what I'm starting to think with this, though, now? I'm actually wondering, you know, how we were like, that's it, he's a serial killer. That's it. All done in it. Maybe he's not because,
Look, it might not
like,
be.
they've done this. So,
I
is he
prefer
going to be
this
a
to
serial
cereal.
killer
I still think Brenda's a dead woman
still?
walking.
Yeah, but why? Why?
Because
Like,
she.
Sonya's gone down for it. What? Like, the
Yeah,
police are
but she's not going
involved.
to. Yeah, but she doesn't think that she won't be bothered about Sonya. She's more interested in bringing Reese down because he because she knows rightly that he's stolen all of this money. But this is the problem. I think there's actually very little that's secret now. Like, everyone knows about the money. Everyone knows that Debbie's been murdered. Like, all of this has now come out. So I don't really get what he's got to hide anymore, apart from the fact that he was the one that murdered Debbie. But everyone knows that he stole money. Nobody trusts him. So I kind of struggle now. Like, he's either going to have to confess or he's going to have to spend his time trying to come up with some mad reason why Sonya's the one that's murdered Debbie and not him.
Would he do
How's he
that
going to? I
though?
don't know. This is what I think. I
Because
think he's
surely he does
absolutely.
want Sonya out,
Yeah, of
doesn't
course
he?
he does, because she's pregnant with
Not
his
enough to
baby.
confess. Not enough
No,
to confess,
not
but
quite that much. You know, if there's an happy medium in between the two where I don't have to confess, but you can still get out of prison, we'll go for that option, thanks. So I have no idea where this is going to go from here. I don't
No,
get
I'm
how he get. I
telling
don't get how Sonya. I don't know how Sonya gets out of this.
you. I don't think she's going to.
I think
I
she's.
actually. I think for now, I think she's definitely just going to be in there until the trial happens,
Yeah.
if I'm honest with you. Will she continue the pregnancy? I feel like she will. I feel
Yeah, I
like
mean,
everything's
she's. Yeah,
going to
I think the
go
pregnancy will
okay in
be.
prison.
Yeah, I think the pregnancy will be fine.
Yeah. It's got to give Reese a bit more of a reason to want to get her out as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, because she's been put on. I think they said that she's been put in the hospital like wing as well,
In a
isn't she? So
medical wing or something, yeah.
So it's not like she's going to be like on, you know, whatever the. Yeah, she's not going to be in
In normal
Alcatraz.
prison.
You know, she's not going to be in
Yeah.
Alcatraz or anything like that, is she? Where it's all
Azkaban.
rough. Yeah,
No.
she's going to be guarded by Dementors. So yeah, I mean, like I say, I have no idea where this goes from here. I really don't. I just think it's interesting that everybody's sort of like, well, obviously Reese killed her and Sonya didn't, so
Well,
this whole square's
Bianca's
against
coming
Reese now.
back. Is Bianca going to be on a mission to prove Reese
Yeah,
is
that's the other
guilty
thing. As soon as
somehow?
Bian
But
yeah,
then.
as soon as Bianca finds out about this, he is screwed.
Surely, because she were already. And do you know what though? What pains me? Everyone else is like, "Hang on, he's swindled you out of money. Hang on, he's done this." Sorry,
Sorry, Reese's headphones just fell out of her.
having some
Your
right technical
whole
difficulties,
set is
aren't I
falling. Your
today?
whole set is
My
falling to
set,
pieces. My calendar's fallen down, and your ears are falling out, and your spotlight's falling over, and the
everything.
sun's blinding me. It's just all going madly wrong
It's
today.
Reese. He's trying to stop me
I
from
know.
getting all these secrets
Sabotage.
out. No,
Sabotage.
but if everyone else on the square are just hearing little bits about what's happened and going red flag, Reese did it. Why is
Yeah.
Sonya still not believing it?
But it's love is blind, isn't it? That's that
It's
whole thing.
painful.
It's that whole thing that always kind of pushes any soap story forward, is that love is blind. She is so utterly encapsulated, whatever the word is I was trying to say there, by the idea of like the perfect pregnancy, the perfect relationship. They've struggled so much to get this baby, and finally the fates have smiled down on them, you know, and she's going to get engaged. Yes, they've had to do a couple of. That, you know, situations have had to go a little bit dodgy in places for them to be together. But you know what? That's fine. We're clearly meant to be together. Reese is a good guy. That's kind of what happens, actually. A lot of I'm not saying that it's not frustrating to watch at times, but you know, I know people that are in ridiculous relationships they shouldn't be in, but you
And
know,
they
they
just
can't
justify
just
everything.
justify it in their head with some sort of weird warped logic. It does happen. No matter how many of your friends tell you, what are you doing?
True,
You stay
true. You
there, don't
still
you?
go, oh no, but you don't see the side I see. And you know, he
Yeah.
cries at nature documentaries.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
so do some psychopaths,
Exactly.
Sonia. So you think that Jack's involvement were just out of guilt because he's the one who's let slip what Sonia said?
I don't know. I was sort of, but I'm just sort of trying to think that that scene happened for a reason, and that statement that she said has worked against her somehow. So there's only a number of people that could have been.
I don't think Jack would be dumb enough to say that, though. He
Neither
knows
do
the
I.
impact that that'd
No, I don't
have
think he
on
would
saying it. I
either.
think he was just really trying to help his niece because he
Yeah.
genuinely doesn't believe that she's committed murder and he knows just how
Yeah.
serious it is.
To someone, unless she Martin said something to Priya, because wasn't Priya hanging around at that moment somewhere within this vicinity? And Priya loves winding Sonya up.
Yeah, and she was saying stuff already, weren't she? She'd
Yeah.
already said, oh, what if it's
Yeah.
what if Sonya's the patsy or something like
Yeah,
that, which I
whatever that
don't
meant.
really understand what that meant, but
Yeah, but
yeah, could
maybe
be. You
Priya,
might have a
maybe
point.
Priya. Yeah.
Possibly.
Watch this space. So yeah, Reese is just he's ridiculous. He really, really is. And I don't get how he, like I say, I don't get how he gets out of this situation. I really don't. So I'm intrigued, I guess, to see what happens next. Because he's now got, like, there'd be parents after him as well. They couldn't give two tosses about Sonia, all right? He's got to deal with this whole life insurance thing probably not going his way either. And whatever he's going to have to do with Teddy, like, whatever dodginess is coming his way about that, and dealing with the fact that his pregnant wife's currently in prison for something that he did. And I think there is some seeds of doubt starting to appear in Sonia's head at this time. I think, like, she wouldn't have asked him, did you do something to Debbie, if there wasn't a modicum of doubt in her head at that moment about it. And I'm not convinced that she was totally bought over by him saying no. Because his
Yeah, I know what you
reaction,
mean.
if you were being asked that, you'd be like, how could you possibly ask me that? You know how much I loved her. And but all he did was sort of like, no, it wasn't me. Like, something clearly horrible happened to her. It must have been somebody else. Didn't give her the reaction I think that she was expecting at that moment. So she'll push that to the back of her head, but it will still be there.
I did wonder that if it's going to end up being that Sonia's like, I think it was Reese actually, and she's going to try and get him sent down instead. But
Who else would do it?
Jack,
Why would anybody else need to? This is the problem.
I know, because they were like, oh, it must be the care home. It's like the care, no offense, but the care home were getting some serious pee from
Yeah,
Debbie being in that coma.
exactly.
So why would they want to kill her and lose that? That's some easy money for them, surely. So why would they have done it? But Jack was stood watching every movement. So Jack, as a detective, of course. So Jack obviously knows that he's lying, let's be honest. He was straight away like, he
Everyone
did it
knows he's
then.
lying. This is why I think it's quite funny at this moment, because the whole square sort of like, well, obviously Reese is lying. Sonia didn't do this. You're clearly a murderer. So yeah, I mean, sure, bring it on. I mean, like I say, I wasn't thrilled that Reese has become a killer, but if they're keeping it down this slightly more different route, I don't mind it. You know, I just don't want a serial killer. That's the only thing I'm saying now, okay? It seems enough at this moment that Reese has been forced to do this
I
and
don't
he
feel
cannot
like we're
handle.
going down that route
I
after
hope
this
not. I
week.
hope you're right. I hope you are right. Because there's a lot he's going to have to do to try and sort his life out from this moment. And that seems like enough to sort of be the story rather than him just being Soap's next evil serial killer. Do you see him as a villain at this point? I feel like this seems like a stupid question, but is Reese a villain, an out and out villain at
No,
this
he just
point?
keeps getting himself in this awkward
Do you know what I
situation.
mean,
No,
though?
he. No, I do know what you mean. But he's not. I mean, when you see a villain, though, it's all very dark and sinister. And we're just still seeing that he's like hopelessly got into these situations, saying that he did smother his wife to death.
Cried when he did it,
So.
though. He cried while he's doing it, so he cried as much as
Oh,
he.
right. So he didn't want to do
No, he
it.
didn't want to do it. You know, just he cried like he would do if he was watching a nature documentary, right? I don't know. I
It is a
just
weird
say
one, isn't it?
it is
I think
weird.
we're going to start seeing him become more villainous, though.
Yes, you think
Like,
he's
I
going to
think
become
right
slightly more
now,
moustache twiddling as the time goes on?
because I think right now it is very like, oh, I'm just desperate and don't know what to do. But
Panic
actually,
attacks.
also, he is a villain, though. Like, when you think about what he
But he
did with
killed
Sharon,
someone.
that were
Murder someone,
that
yeah.
I know, but like conning people as well and doing that and playing on the fact that people view me as this bumbling geeky idiot.
But I
So.
mean, the fact is, of course he's a villain because he's murdered somebody. That's, you know, that's bad. You're not supposed to murder people. That's against the
Just a little
law.
murder, just a
Just a
little
little murder.
murder,
But then there's
you
people that
know?
we like on the square that have murdered people that we're like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, be right.
Linda murdered someone. She ain't a villain, you know? It
She's
was,
not. Yeah,
she's not.
but that's
Oh,
because it was
it's.
self-defense, though. It
Yes.
wasn't, you know what I mean? It's not like she went out thinking, I want to murder someone
It was
because
self Reese did self-defense against his own finances,
that's
arguably.
true anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
He was
wouldn't, it
protecting his
wouldn't
bank
surprise me
account.
that he'd argue
Yeah,
that.
he was protecting his bank account. Hey, we'll see where this goes. Gold star this week, Ray. Who are you giving it to?
Do you know what? It's a tough week this week for a gold star. So I think, do you know what? I'm just going to give it to Sonia because I don't
Okay,
think
yep.
Natalie Cassidy gets enough credit
I
sometimes because
agree.
she's really good at playing
She's really
Sonia.
good. Do you know who I'm going to give mine to? I'm going to give mine to Teddy, I think.
I knew you were going to give it. I don't like Teddy. But I
Well,
knew
I'm
you were going to give
sorry.
it him. I think I will once his secret's out, once we know
Once
where
you
his
know, you
money's
just don't
coming
like being in
from.
the dark, do you, Ree? It's
I
like, I run a
don't. I
podcast. I
don't.
should know what's going on,
I
and I
want to
don't
know
like that I
everything
don't.
straight
Yeah.
away.
Straight away. Right, let us know in the comment section who you're giving your gold star to. And talking of comments, let's see what you guys thought about this week's EastEnders. So, before we get to the comments, a little bit of news to read out first. It turns out that Albert Square After Dark, the podcast, might have a little bit of competition moving forwards, okay? Obviously, it's normally not encouraged for us to have competition, but in this case, we'll take it, because Lacey Turner is going to host a brand new podcast for BBC Studios Drama Productions. It's called We Started Here. And she says, with this podcast, I get the opportunity to talk to some incredibly talented people in the industry that also started their career on a soap, including writers, actors, and many more. And I get to explore how soaps launched their careers and where they are now, which is very exciting. The podcast will celebrate famous television and film icons, both on and off screen, tracking their stories right back to their beginnings in soap. This is going to be like when God first spoke to the people. I'm so excited about this.
I am. I love Lacey Turner.
This is going to be amazing. Really good.
Is it? Sorry, did she say it's just for people presently, or are they going to explore people from
I think a bit of both.
I'd love to see Barbara Windsor's journey. I know she didn't start in SERP, though, did she, sir?
Oh, you mean talking about the journey? Journey. Yeah. I think it's just going to be people that are sort of have been in the industry of soap and then sort of moved on to other places. Basically, people who started their career in soap and sort of talking about the chances and opportunities that gave them, and then sort of seeing where their careers have gone from there. It sounds great. I'm really, really excited about this. It's coming up. It will be available on all podcast platforms later this year. Get it in my ears, I say. I'm very excited.
I agree. So moving on to our comments, Rob, we've got an email from Ben saying, "Hi, Rob and Ree. What do you think the writers and producers are intending for us to feel about Reese following what he did to Debbie? Are we supposed to still feel some sort of sympathy for him? Some people just see him as a straightforward villain now, or even a psychopath, yet they have shown him being seemingly extremely upset about what he's done. I think he genuinely loves both Debbie and Sonia and did something bad out of desperation, yet others think he's faking the tears and the panic attacks. Of course, allowing Sonia to take the blame is stretching my sympathy to the limit."
Well, there is that little crumb of... I agree with that. It's the thing. I don't
kind of say.
I mean, I think he is a villain, but I feel like I feel like he's genuine in the personality that's coming across to him, and I feel like this is actually more of a story about this guy whose life is absolutely disintegrating in front of our eyes, and like the nervous breakdown that's coming his way as a result of it. Like to be at the point where you've murdered your wife because of the fact that your life was just going to spiral out of control further unless she was sort of out of the picture. And yet, because he's done that, his life has spiraled out of control in a completely different direction. It's just...
I know it's weird. It's almost like... But I don't know though, Rob, because we've always been like, no, Reese is a good guy. He wouldn't do anything bad. So, he's just killed his wife and we're still like... Yeah, but we do feel stupid.
Yeah, but you know what? We've all been there. Richard Brazington has said, "I have my suspicions about Teddy. We don't know a lot about him. Why was he keen to take on Reese's debt? Does he own a loan shark or a debt collection agency? That could explain where he gets his money from. He has a much darker side to come out yet. He is a Mitchell after all. What the heck is Reese getting himself involved in now?"
Yeah. Because I thought the loan shark thing just got instantly, like you say, it was just discarded. No, it's not that. Because that's the obvious thing that you'd think it is.
I think he is. I think he has. I'm convinced he's stolen all of this money that he's got. But if he is looking for a slightly dodgy accountant, that would suggest that he's got other fingers in other pies going on.
Well, he did say that. Yeah. He got some kind of front, you know, some people but on then, the front, weren't they? Where they laundered the money through it.
Yeah, but then I'm also of the opinion that we've had quite a few characters come in that they've sort of made us question about whether they're good or bad, and most of them have turned out to be bad. But then something like this is like, could he somehow be doing whatever he's been doing for some sort of noble reason? I don't know. Is that possible?
True. Because that's how they're trying to make his character come across, aren't they?
Is it? Are we supposed to be...
Are we being
led down a path of he is... Like, we're supposed to be thinking there's something bad about him, when in fact he's actually not that bad at all. But I feel like he's a bit of a
Robin Hood. He's stolen from someone who's rich anyway.
Yes. Maybe. Yeah.
Got another comment here from Edith Hall, who says, "Sonia really wants to believe the fairy tale she created in her head with Reese as her Prince Charming. Unfortunately, her prince is more of a Prince Cunning Conning and Chancer. Oh.
Delete is applicable. Prince Cunning, Conning, or Chancer.
Quite a tongue
Yeah.
twister, that as well.
Yes, quite. This is the whole thing with Reese, isn't it? It's the thing is with Reese. I think that he's been a Marmite character for quite a while now, and I don't think this whole killing his wife thing has particularly improved people's opinion of him.
No.
But I don't think that there is some sort of dark undertone to him other than what we've seen. I don't think that he's gonna have some massive secrets revealed about him that we don't already know.
I'm not so sure on that though, because I still think there's more to uncover with Debbie. We still haven't
Well,
quite got the full story as to why Brenda really doesn't like Reese and's like, I've always known you weren't this fumbling soft guy, so I don't
yeah.
know.
Time will tell. Time will tell. And then finally, Louise Claire has said, I'm genuinely starting to wonder if Reese turning up at Dot's funeral was a lot more orchestrated than we've been led to believe. I know there was a family link, but so you're
I
not
did
alone
say
on
that
that.
last week. Did he know
Yeah.
that Sonia was getting the house and he's targeted her? Is this a common thing he does? Goes after women who've got money?
I don't think
Don't
so.
know.
I don't agree with that. I think I don't think he's because the thing is, I think with all these panic
Oh, God,
attacks and
you love
everything.
Reese, don't
I
you?
don't know that I love him, but I just think that with all these panic attacks that he keeps having, I don't think he's got the sort of personality that could sustain being this devious, you know?
I don't think the panic attacks are put on, if I'm honest,
No,
either.
neither
I
do
think
I.
they're genuine. Because, like, look at what a pickle
He's
he's
a
got
mess.
himself in.
He's a
And that's an
mess.
understatement.
His situation is a mess, you know? So I think I'd be having a nervous breakdown if I was Reese right now, you know?
Well, yeah. I think we all
Yeah.
would if we'd murdered someone, but there you go.
I
You'd
know.
hope.
You'd hope. Right, there we are then. That's it for another week. If you'd like to get in touch with us in any way you like, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast websites. Email us at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, ooh, stuff's kicking off next week, let me tell you. If you are one of these people, I know none of our listeners are like this, but if you're one of these people that likes to sort of slag off the show and say, oh, EastEnders is really boring at the moment, I think next week you might be in for a crushing disappointment. See you next week. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Bye. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.